Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Dr. Velvet Womack. Good morning.
Good morning.
Proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall, N-E-W-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Nutrition. And Velvet, we've been contemplating the issue of stress in recent visits, and we're going to continue that theme today. And you wanted to talk about supplements.
Yeah, today we kind of want to give everybody a break about what's causing stress and maybe provide some things that can help ease stress.
Mm-hmm. And you gave me an article on specific supplements for certain symptoms, which is helpful. So if the symptom is this, then this might be helpful. If it's something else, then another thing might be helpful. And we should say here, we're not talking about specific brands,
right?
Mm-hmm. Just the generic kind of supplement that might be helpful. And so there's a list here of symptoms, and one is a very common symptom of stress, and that is insomnia.
Yeah, I actually can have some bouts of insomnia, especially when I'm in a mood of gratitude. Somehow keeps me awake.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Gratitude. Well, I wouldn't have thought of that. All right.
So when we're looking at insomnia, magnesium helps to relax the body, relax the mind, allow it to kind of shut down so that it can stop thinking, because insomnia is because the brain's just continuing to go on and on. People are contemplating, they're thinking about something. So the magnesium helps to put them into that relaxed state so that they can start drifting off to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And melatonin is mentioned here, and I've heard of that before with respect to insomnia.
Right. And one of the things that we really need to let the listeners know is that this isn't saying this is what you really need to have to combat this, because melatonin doesn't work the same in everybody's body. Mm. And also, melatonin is one of those things that's naturally produced inside of you. So you can take other vitamins that will help support and actually increase the production of melatonin so that you're not having to rely on melatonin. A lot of people start becoming very dependent on it.
Then the next symptom that is mentioned is headaches.
Yeah, headaches come from a variety of things, and we need to be careful about headaches and just treating them. If you have a headache for a long period of time, you really need to go to your medical physician and find out what's going on, because it could be something, a symptom of something much greater. But yeah, B6, it's one of my favorite go-tos. I just love B6. But that's because B6 is one of those vitamins that actually become very depleted when we're stressed. It gets burned up. And a lot of things do get burned up when we're stressed. We talked about that in the last episode. So B6, because it's so easily able to become depleted, but it is so resourceful in other things that it works with within the body, it's one of those that we really need to make sure that we have.
And again, we were talking about that with respect to headaches as a symptom of stress. We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. Pain is yet another symptom of stress that's mentioned here.
Yes. And so when you look at pain, again, you really need to find out what your source is. But if you've got like bones and, you know, bone aches and just regular aches, I really like curcumin or turmeric. But I really like the curcumin because you can get it as a lotion and put it topically, so that if you're experiencing muscle ache or pain, you can just put it on. You don't have to worry about ingesting it. And I want to say here, when we're talking about supplements, not all supplements are created equal. So you need to speak to somebody who knows more about them. But yeah, it's found in teas.
So we would, and we usually say this before we just tell somebody, go out and take this, whatever it might be. It is a good thing to check with your physician and have a checkup or whatever.
Right. And more physicians are becoming more open to it. So back in the day, people wouldn't tell their physicians they were taking supplements because they were afraid that they were going to tell them to stop taking them. But more physicians are becoming very, very educated in it, and they know the contraindications. And that's why I stress that we really need to go to our physician if you're taking a supplement, because you want to make sure it's not counterintuitive or counteractive.
Poor immunity and fatigue are also mentioned here. Do you want to now, pick up on either one of those?
Yeah, when it comes to fatigue, and including if you're having depression of any kind, I love ashwagandha. It's a big word. It's one of my favorite words. It helps us to reduce that stress. It gets that dopamine going in the brain. And I know that when I experienced stress when my father-in-law passed away, I started taking ashwagandha, and it literally changed my life in a lot of ways.
We should say, too, that you, in your business, you're not in the business of selling.
Oh, gosh,
supplements.
No. No, I'm in the business of educating.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Dr. Velvet Womack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And Dr. Velvet is with Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.